Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Belongs to you.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will come with our daily devotion for this evening. Praise God.
Power is in his hand.
Amen. Praise be to God. All power is in his hands. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Choosing His Will. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. And it says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. The Holy Spirit will continue to work in your life until you come to the place where you can say, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Life, my life is in your hands. Whatever you want, I'll do. God brings us to the point where we can submit every aspect of our lives to him. Our relationship, ideas, feelings, desires, and dreams, knowing he leads us to life at its best. The Lord's purpose in this is never to hurt us, but to help us accept that his way is exceedingly, abundantly, and overwhelmingly better than ours. Amen. Praise God. Because when we do so, we will have an eagerness and an enthusiasm for doing God's will. One with the energy, hopefulness, endurance, and faith that moves mountains for the sake of his kingdom. Praise God. So do not despise the Lord's training or resist him. God's desire is to mold and refined you so you can work through him. And the challenges in your life have been given because the Holy Spirit understands what it takes to bring you into submission in a way that ultimately builds you up. His goal is to set you free to be who he created you to be, with his wisdom, power, energy, joy, enthusiasm, and vision. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we want your will. We know your way is always exceedingly, overwhelmingly best. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing,
nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. And all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
Dear Lord, every day of my life is a journey with You. I will take time today to think, to pray, and to study Your word. Guide my steps, Father, and keep me mindful that today offers yet another opportunity to celebrate Your blessings, Your love, and Your Son. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. In the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice.
you in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Praise His holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, you have given me so many blessings, starting with my family. I will keep joy in my heart as I thank you, Lord, for every single blessing you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things, many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us. The living truth. And what?
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger.
But
on a tree
you died to save man.
The tree, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born in a manger
but on a tree
you died.
Forgiveness rule my heart, even when forgiveness is difficult. Let me be your obedient servant, Lord, and let me be a woman who forgives others just as you have forgiven me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
thought you said you'd be here in 20 minutes. You here already?
Concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus. mountain sustaining me. My Lord.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, and we're going to read verses 34 and 35, and then we're going to go over to Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. Amen. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and this is Jesus speaking. Luke 13, 34 and 35 says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you would not let me. And now, look, your house is abandoned, and you will never see me again until you say blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Now we're going to go over to Luke chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 8 through 10. And this is Jesus still speaking. And he said, For suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and lose one, won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she find it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. Praise be to God. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the hearing in verses 8 through 10. Palestine women received 10 silver coins as a wedding gift. Besides their monetary value, these coins held sentimental value like that of a wedding ring, and to lose one would be extremely distressing, just as a woman would rejoice at finding her lost coin. So the angels rejoice over a repentant sinner. Each individual is precious to God. He gives over every lost and rejoices whenever one of his children is found and brought into the kingdom. Perhaps we would have more joy in our churches if we shared Jesus' love and concern for the lost, diligently seeking them and rejoicing when they come to the Savior. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mother's love and patience and confidence in us. We have been graced by our mother's watch care over us and by their prayers for us. We also have been graced by your salvation, which we have not earned, but like our mothers cared, is giving freely and abundantly. As we bring our offerings to you today, we acknowledge that we have been given more than we can ever repay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our message tonight comes from Luke 13:34-35 and Luke 15:8-10. What do these two texts have in common? Well, let's find out. They both describe the compassion of God in feminine terms. Has it ever occurred to you that Jesus understood God in a feminine as well as a masculine dimension? Most often, Jesus taught us that God is Father, a loving, caring, patient Father who desires good things for his children and longs for them to put the kingdom of God first in their lives. But Jesus also used at least twice feminine analogies to illustrate God's nature toward his people. Now, perhaps Jesus took his cue from Genesis 1 and 27. Or perhaps he simply believed that the marvelous fullness of God's nature required a variety of human analogies to help us understand God's greatness, his compassion, his will for the people of the earth. It is well known that Mary, as the Virgin Mother, provides the image of mothering warmth for those in the Catholic tradition, almost to the point of defecation. But we need not go to extra-biblical sources to find the feminine mothering aspect of God's nature. Jesus himself provides them for us in our scripture reading tonight. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 13, verse 34 in the NIV Bible. And it says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Gospel for Women. Praise be to God. Tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Number one, in Luke 13 and 34, God as a mothering hen. Jesus knew that his destiny could not be worked out unless he went to Jerusalem. But he knew that the record for God's people in Jerusalem was not good. With just a hint of satire in his voice, he insisted to his disciples that he must go on to Jerusalem because, he said, surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. And we'll find that in Luke 13 and 33. Yes, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must proceed on my way, for it would not do for a prophet of God to be killed except in Jerusalem. So here, Jesus was saying that So the Pharisees weren't interested in protecting Jesus from danger. They were trying to trap him themselves. The Pharisees urged Jesus to leave because they wanted to stop him from going to Jerusalem. Not because they feared Herod, but Jesus' life, work, and death would not be determined by Herod or the Pharisees. His life was planned and directed by God himself, and his mission would unfold in God's time and according to God's plan. So why was Jesus focusing on Jerusalem? Well, Jerusalem, the city of God, symbolized the entire nation. It was Israel's largest city and the nation's spiritual and political capital. And the Jews from around the world frequently visited. But Jerusalem had a history of rejecting God's prophets. And you'll find that in 1 Kings 19 and 10, 2 Chronicles 24, 19, Jeremiah 2 and 30, Jeremiah 26, 20 through 23. And it would reject the Messiah just as it had rejected his forerunners. Amen. Praise God. But, so Jesus' story in Luke 20, 1 through 20, but in spite of Jerusalem's record with the prophets, Jesus loved that wayward city in a voice clouded with deep sorrow and Patmos. He cried, "How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." And you'll find that in verse 34. The Jews were a displaced people in Jesus' time. They belonged with one another. But conquest and God's judgment on their sin had left them scattered across the Roman Empire. Jesus yearned to bring them together in his messiahship. Jesus knew also that the storm was gathering. It would not be long until another judgment would fall upon Jerusalem. And in that storm, Jerusalem would be lost to the Jews for all the centuries until now. So Jesus used the feminine image of a mothering hen who protects her scattered chicks. Amen. Praise God. Now in Luke 15, 8 through 10, God has a seeking woman. Now in the famous trilogy of parables concerning God's nature, Jesus speaks of a woman seeking her lost coin, which we just read, of a shepherd seeking a lost sheep, and of a father seeking his lost son. The woman had lost one of her 10 coins. It was a serious loss. Perhaps it was a treasure coin that had been given to her in her dowry. It's valuable was more than what it could be used to buy. It stood for all the good memories of her life and her hope for her own children. Or perhaps it was a coin that represented saving for a treasured purchase for her family. In any case, the coin was lost, and the woman would not give up until she had found it. Perhaps the coin represents the children of God, meaning that God does not want to lose even one of his children to the evil one. Amen? Now, each child is important. The woman did not say, well, I only lost one. I have nine left. She was not satisfied until the treasure was complete. So it is with God. We may appear to be one of many and not worth very much to some who would set a value on our lives, but to God, we are extremely valuable. Amen? We are worthy of the search. Not one of us can slip through the cracks of life without God's knowledge. We can be sure that any time we become lost in sin, God will search for us to bring us back to himself. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will never give up on us. He will keep searching for us until he brings us back to himself. Amen. Now, Jesus' regard for women. Jesus' respect for women does not seem so radical today. But in his day, Jewish men prayed. Praise be to God that he has not created me a Gentile. Praise be to God that he has not created me a woman. Praise be to God that he has not created me a slave or an arrogant man. The Mantians, one of the most popular religious groups of Rome, prohibit women from membership. The place of women most often in pagan religion was as temple prostitutes. But Jesus changed women's standings. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 10, 34 through 38. So turn with me to Luke 10, and we're going to read verses 38 to 42. Amen. So we're still in Luke. Go back to 10. Praise God, 11. 10, 38 through 42. And it says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." So you see, in that verse is a woman's place. The Jews believed that a woman was not worthy to handle the law. Her place was a house servant. But in this remarkable incident, Jesus clearly indicated that a woman's place is not only in serving, but in learning. One of the highest signs of respect that someone can give another is to take his or her mind seriously and attempt to teach truth. Praise be to God. Jesus taught many women, including Mary. Notice also that Mary was not a mother, so he was not teaching her for her children, but for herself. He taught her for her mind's sake. Amen? Praise God. The letters. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so now turn with me to Luke chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 36 through 50. A woman's sin. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 36 through 47. Let's see. Where am I? 36 to 50. Praise God. And it says, "A sinful woman anoints Jesus' feet. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, 'If this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She's a sinner.' Then Jesus answered his thoughts, 'Simon,' he said to the Pharisee, I have something to say to you.' 'Go ahead, teacher,' Simon replied. Then Jesus told him this story. 'A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces of silver to the other. But neither of them could repay him. So he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debt. Who do you suppose loved him more after that?' And Simon answered, 'I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debt. That's right, Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you did not offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not kissed my feet. You neglect the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my head with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love, but a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Praise be to God. Go in peace. So there is no double standard with Jesus. He accepted the woman who poured perfume on his feet. Her repentance and sorrow were great. She wept and poured out an expensive gift. She was greatly forgiven. In verse 47. So those who have hit bottom know how to glorify God most fully. A woman's gift. Turn with me to Luke 21. We're still in Luke. Luke 21. 19. That's Luke 21 and verses 1 through 4. A poor widow gives all she has. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 small coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus. But she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. Praise be to God. This is a woman's gift. A poor widow gave 2 copper coins that far surpasses the rich offering of those who had more left than they gave. Jesus praised the woman for her willingness to be generous with what she had. Now let's go to Luke 21 verses 20 through 24. Amen. Luke 21 verses 20 through 24. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you will know that the time of its destruction has arrived. Then those in Judah and Judea must flee to the hills. Those in Jerusalem must get out, and those out in the country should not return to the city, for those will be days of God's vengeance, and the prophetic word of the scripture will be fulfilled. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers in those days, for there will be disaster in the land and great anger against this people. They will be killed by the sword or sent away as captives to all the nations of the world, and Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the period of the Gentiles comes to an end. So in times of warfare, women have suffered particularly brutal treatment. Our Lord's compassion for women in the days of the destruction of Jerusalem serve as a model for all people. Praise be to God. A woman's witness. And you'll find that in Luke 23, verse 55 through Luke 24 and 11. And our time is running out, so I don't have time to read all those. But you can read it on your own when you have time. Read the whole book of Luke. Who had the love required to go visit the tomb and bathe the dead body of the Savior with spices and ointment? Who had the courage to go and see if anything could be done for Jesus with Roman soldiers everywhere around? Who was the first to say, "Jesus is risen from the dead"? The disciples thought they were hearing an idle tale in verse 11, but that only reveals their reluctance to hear what God had ordained to tell them through women. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord God. And my conclusion is this. It is no wonder Paul could say, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3 and 28 in the NIV Bible. Amen. The gospel for women is that God cannot be fully understood without the feminine dimension. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, both men and women. God's respect for persons applies equally to male and female. Because of his great love for us, God, like a mother hen, seeks to draw us near to himself. He will seek until we are safely under his wings. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. The gospel for women on this Mother's Day weekend. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. Amen? And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week Tuesday, when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. And I want to wish each and every one a happy and blessed Mother's Day. Be careful when you're going out. Enjoy this special day with your mother. For those who mothers are still around, cherish them while you can. Amen. To God be the glory. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone, and God bless you, and shalom. Where's the R? O-P-Q. R. Go back. Good night, everyone. We love you and shalom. God bless. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye. repent of my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.